In Massachusetts, colleges have a bit of a math problem on their hands, especially among students who need extra help with the basics. Right now, the vast majority of students placed in remedial math classes don't go on to take and pass a college-level course. But as WBUR's Kerry Young reports, schools around the state are experimenting with new ways to get students caught up.
For college sophomore Christine Seafray, one statistics class is all that stands between her and an associate's degree in liberal arts.
I did all the classes that I needed to do to graduate and then procrastinated.
Seafray hates math.
Math is scary for me.
When she started classes here at Northern Essex Community College, she took the state math placement test, but didn't score high enough to go directly into the statistics course she needed to graduate. Instead, she had to take a remedial class, like this one, to get up to speed.
So if I create this probability statement...
This is Statistics Fusion, and today, Professor Rachel King is going over the basics of probability. Remedial students like Seafray go to this class just before heading into a regular college statistics course later in the day. It's known officially as a co-requisite course, but it's essentially 2 hours of extra help.
So we sampled a total... of 449 students.
Math Fusion courses are somewhat new here at Northern Essex Community College. The main benefit is that it saves students time, because in the past, getting through remedial math could take up to 3 additional semesters.
We lose most of our students on developmental math.
Habib Magul is the math department chair at the community college. He says the idea of taking 3 semesters of math overwhelmed a lot of students, and many dropped out.
Oh my God, I'm taking 3 classes that don't go toward my degrees, and you feel like you're in half is too much.
But this isn't just a Northern Essex issue. According to the latest statewide data from 2012, only 21% of students who got placed in a developmental class in Massachusetts went on to pass a college-level course. Carlos Santiago is the Massachusetts Commissioner of Higher Education. He says while it's easy to blame K-12 schools, especially those that are underperforming and happen to serve mostly low-income and minority students...
We had to take some responsibility for this. So we said, okay, let the campuses experiment.
And experiment they did.
See what happens if you get rid of the remedial classes.
Some schools are letting students with a 2.7 GPA bypass remedial classes altogether, even if they don't pass the state placement test. Others, like Northern Essex, are trying a co-requisite model. And some are tailoring math classes to student majors, so elementary education students don't have to slug through calculus.
And there were a lot of skeptics. They were saying, oh no, these students aren't going to succeed.
While the Higher Education Department is still processing statewide data on what has been a 4-year pilot project, initial results are showing some promise. Officials at Framingham State University say co-requisite students are doing just as well as their peers in college-level math. Over at Roxbury Community College, the math passage rate among remedial students more than doubled. And while Santiago maintains these models aren't for every student...
The fact that we have fewer students needing to remediate, I'll take that as a win.
But Santiago says reducing the number of students who have to remediate is more than just a math problem for him. He hopes the effort gets more students, particularly students of color, to commencement and better-paying jobs, rather than just strapped with more debt. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Carrie Young.